We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're talking a lot of college football and LSU this hour, and college football, well, front and center here in New Orleans through January. That's because the 2020 college football championship game, college football playoff championship game, will be right here at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Lots of other events coming up in the future, big time ones like we always have here in New Orleans. Super Bowl in 2024, Final Four in a couple of years, 2022. And Kyle French, chairman of the Louisiana Stadium and Exposition District, the LSED, joining the program now. And Kyle, I've heard lots of good, all good stuff from Scott Alexander about you. Kyle, how you doing?
I don't know about that, Seth. I'm sorry you have to sit there for 2 hours next to Scott, but other than that, everything's good.
It's actually 4 hours, pal. Get used to that one.
Oh gosh.
Well, it's. I'll tell you, Kyle. It's a never-ending, I guess, barrage of these big-time events, like I just said, which is great. We love this down here, but I would imagine no rest for the weary over there at the LSED.
You know, it's really amazing, Seth. Before I was appointed to the commission by the governor, which has been a real high honor to serve with my fellow commissioners. But, you know, I'm a big sports fan. I played ball in high school, and I never realized the magnitude of the economic driver that the Superdome, the arena, you know, TPC, and the rest of our properties have on the metro New Orleans area, and for that matter, the state of Louisiana. It's just incredible, and it's something that I think we all as Louisiana citizens should be very proud of.
Kyle, before I get to any questions about the Superdome and the events that they've been brought in for the next several years, it's so exciting. You got, like you said, the national championship game. 2 years later, you got the Final Four. 2 years after that, the Super Bowl. What a great run. But first of all, you were appointed by the governor of Louisiana. We're not talking about a city councilman or any of that. You were appointed by the governor. I want to know, when you get that call, or maybe he saw you in person, what does that feel like to get appointed to something so prestigious as this? I mean, you got to be floored, right? I mean, how does it feel?
Well, I've been around politics, you know, most of my adult life, having worked with former Senators Russell Long and John Breaux, and I really didn't know Governor Edwards that well, to be honest with you. And I got a call from him one day out of the blue, and he asked me to come up and visit with him. And I went up there with my list of names of people I thought would be really appropriate to serve and help him in his, you know, with his mission. And he started talking about the Superdome, and it was an important commission, one of his top three. And he said, I have a good idea who I want to appoint as the chairman of that commission. And I said, that's really an important position. You really have to put somebody good on there. And he said, well, I'd really like you to do that, Kyle. And I kind of looked behind me to see if there was another Kyle walking in the room at the time, because I was really shocked. But again, it's been really my high honor to serve, not only in that position, but to serve under this governor, who I think very highly of.
Kyle, after Katrina, you know, I came back to New Orleans and I saw the dome improvements, and it's been unbelievable, really. We all know what happened during Katrina, but anyway, besides the storm, it really needed help, and they got it. And I know they have a big renovation going on. I'm just kind of curious if you can give us any spoiler alerts or sneak previews on what's happening in the dome. What should we expect? And is the media elevator going to be any bigger? That's the key for us.
Yes,
please tell
us,
because it fits seven people and half of them get out in the suite. And we should have to wait for about a half hour just to get up to our job.
I think you'll be happy with your new ride up to the media spot, Scott. So that's one of the things. We're still working through the master plan. We've selected a CMAR, which is Broadmoor. And they are currently honing in on the first phase to come up with a guaranteed maximum price of under $80 million. Once they do that, then we'll start moving forward following the last football game of the season, whenever that is, in 2020.
It's Kyle France, chairman of the LSED, the Louisiana Stadium and Exposition District, with us on Sports Talk. So many big events. Are any of them harder to prepare for than others? The Final Four, the Super Bowl, logistically, any of them just kind of pulling your hair out at and everything you have to do?
No, Seth, look, the SMG folks do a magnificent job day-to-day operating the facilities. What has become difficult, though, is the amount of security necessary at these venues because of the times we live in. You know, the parking garages and things like that have become very problematic to get into. You know, last year we had to bring in dogs to sniff cars and do all those kinds of things. I mean, I don't think any of us imagined in our lifetime we'd have to go through those kinds of things. But then again, we have an iconic facility. We want to give the people that come to our facilities an incredible experience, and part of that experience is being safe, and that's a very, very important focus and aspect of what the commission is focused on. And of course, the NFL requires a lot of this now in their security apparatus. So some of it's mandatory, some of it isn't, but we're going to go to every end we can to make certain that our fans are safe in our facilities.
You know, I don't think a lot of people out there, the average person, realizes what the LSED, you know, has not control, but they run, they help maintain. The Superdome is one of them. Obviously, SMG, y'all work hand in hand. The Smoothie King Center, by the way, I know I just saw Didi Bro at lunch day in Baton Rouge, and she is obviously the gymnastics coach, the longest tenured coach in any sport in SEC right now. And we were talking about the SEC gymnastics tournament that was in there, and what a great job. It's funny I have you on because I just was talking to her about that probably 6 hours ago. But you also control the baseball stadium, and we all know after about a quarter of a century, the Zephyr / Baby Cakes are heading on to Wichita this upcoming season. What are your plans for that new stadium, Kyle?
Well, let me talk about Didi Bro real quick, talking about the governor. So I guess a year ago or so, the governor called me and said, Kyle, we need to get the SEC gymnastics tournament to New Orleans. And I said, fine, governor, what would you like me to do? He says, I'm going to have Didi Bro call you. And I think then you know the rest of that story. So that's the kind of thing that Governor John Bel Edwards does, and that's the kinds of things that our commission is proud to do. But as far as the Baby Cake Stadium, you know, we're still waiting to get a final word from the Baby Cakes as to when they will be departing. We've had conversations with some minor league baseball teams. We've had some really good in-depth conversations with the NOLA Gold Rugby Group, which has been a really exciting thing for the people that go to those games. We've talked to some soccer professional soccer teams, so we might end up doing a real mixed use facility out of Baby Cake Stadium. But then again, our hands are kind of tied right now, Scott, until we know exactly when the Baby Cakes will be leaving and what their plans are.
Well, it's exciting for sure.
Yeah, we're going to be watching that with a keen eye. And now we're only about 30 seconds here. I know everybody wants to know this, Kyle, and you probably can't answer definitively, but you're working on, and it's not just you, but you're part of this, working on trying to get another minor league team in here?
Baseball?
Yes.
Seth, that's part of the equation. I mean, we're looking at this thing in total to see – you know, we've had minor league baseball for what, 25 years or so. Mm-hmm. How is it done economically? Is there still a fan base to support that? If there is, well, certainly we want to do that. If there are other sports that maybe could be more beneficial, we want to look at those. So that's kind of where we are with that whole process.
Kyle France, chairman of the LSED. Kyle, really appreciate it. Let's do it again. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Seth, and God bless you for the next 4 hours, my friend.
Take care, buddy.
Yeah, thank goodness it's only 2.5 more hours. There he goes, Kyle France.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.